from Spark and Anvil and Gene Forge. This is Bede in Chapter 1 of the Gene Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Bede hummed a quiet, bubbly tune. Her eight arms, pearly and soft, moved with a gentle clink-clack. She was an octopus tween, and her lab was a cozy corner that smelled faintly of warm plastic and sweet pea pods. Glowing screens flickered around her, and piles of colorful beads sat in neat little bins. Her lab tunic was a chunky cartoon green with pockets for everything, even a tiny pocket on each of her eight sleeves. On a big screen, her chromosome tracker showed a swirling rainbow map. Each swirl was a chromosome, tangled like a spaghetti noodle, but far more important, with little lights blinking where genes were active. On her desk sat a stack of gene bead cards, each one thick and shiny, with a tiny picture, an ear, the earlobe gene, a curly strand, the hair texture gene. Bede picked up a bright green bead, perfectly round and smooth, and held it up to the light. It sparkled. "A gene," she whispered. A gene, she always said, was like a single bead, one small, distinct unit strung on the long necklace of inheritance.
Bede hadn't always thought in beads. When she was small, all those glowing chromosome maps had just looked like one big tangled mess to her, a blur she could never make sense of. Then, one rainy afternoon, her grandmother sat her down with a bowl of loose beads and a length of string. "Don't try to hold the whole necklace at once, little one," her grandmother said. "Look at one bead, just one. See how it's its own shape, its own color?" She dropped a single blue bead into Bede's smallest arm. "Every trait you can name, a curl of hair, the shape of an ear, sits on its own bead. The tangle only looks like a mess. Really, it's beads, one after another, each one whole." Bede had stared at that single blue bead for a long time, and something clicked. The big, scary tangle wasn't one impossible thing. It was many small, knowable things. "That's the day the whole world got simpler," she liked to say. "Not smaller, simpler. Because I stopped trying to swallow the necklace and started reading it, one bead at a time."
A soft knock came at the lab door. "Come in," Bede called, three arms already reaching for her bead bins. Pip poked their head inside, eyes wide at all the glowing screens. "Bede, my teacher said genes are like everywhere and they do everything, and honestly, it made my brain go all tangly." Bede laughed, a warm, bubbly sound. "Tangly? Yes, that's exactly how it starts." She patted the stool beside her. "Come sit. I know a trick for the tangle. My grandmother taught me, and now I'll teach you."
Bede scooped a handful of beads onto the desk. "A gene is one instruction, one small whole unit," she said. "Not a smear, not a fog. A bead." She lined three up in a row. "This one, the earlobe bead. This one, the hair texture bead. This one, an eye color bead. See how each is separate? You can point to it. You can name it." Then she picked up the long, shimmering string and one by one slid the beads on. "And a chromosome is the necklace. Lots of beads, in an order, strung together." She held it up and it caught the light. "Your whole body runs on necklaces like this. But here's the part I love most, Pip." She held one small green bead close. "You don't have to understand the whole necklace to understand one bead. Learn one, then the next, then the next. The tangle untangles itself." Pip picked up a bead of their own and turned it in the light. "So a gene isn't a mystery blob. It's a thing I can hold." "A thing you can hold," Bede agreed. "Every single one, its own bright, one-of-a-kind bead. And every one belongs on the necklace. None is spare. None is better than another. They're just different. And that's the loveliest part of all."
Pip left with a single green bead cupped in their palm,
promising to name one jean a day until the tangle turned to beads. Bead tidied the desk, then picked her green bead back up and held it to the light one more time. It sparkled, small and round and entirely itself. A warm, happy feeling spread through all eight of her arms, soft and glowing, the quiet gladness of loving something small and whole, and of knowing she'd just handed a little of that gladness to Pip. Every single bead was different. Everyone belonged. And getting to notice that, over and over, still felt to Bead like the best job in the whole wide sea.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Bead. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.